Welcome to Treasure the Word. Here are some insights on Psalms 46-50. Few psalms have offered more direct comfort to more frightened readers than Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. 46:1-2. Notice the psalm does not merely claim we need not fear. It declares flatly that we will not. That confidence rests entirely on the refrain that closes two of its three sections. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. 46:7-11. And the psalm's best-known line is, in the original, less an invitation to quiet devotion and more a command to stand down. Be still and know that I am God. 46:10. Addressed in context to warring nations, essentially telling them to cease their striving because their outcome was never in their hands to begin with. Whatever mountains are sliding into the sea in your own life, this psalm insists, the actual outcome was settled before the shaking started. Psalm 49 turns from cosmic reassurance to a sober meditation on wealth and mortality that any age, including ours, needs to hear. No man can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for them. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough. 49:7-8. No fortune, however large, can purchase a single extra day of life, and the psalm's verdict on those who imagine otherwise is blunt. People who have wealth but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish. 49:20. But the psalm does not end in cynicism about wealth for its own sake. It ends in hope for those who have none to trust in the first place. God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to himself. 49:15. No animal sacrifice, and certainly no sum of money, could ever pay that particular ransom. Only God himself could, and later scripture makes plain exactly how he did. Psalm 50 closes this chapter with Asaph's vision of God as judge, summoning heaven and earth to witness his verdict on his own covenant people. What God wants from his worshipers, this psalm insists, was never primarily the sacrifice itself. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all that is in it. 50:12, but a life of genuine thanksgiving and a readiness to call on him honestly in trouble. 50:14-15. Ritual without a corresponding heart, this psalm warns, has always missed the point of worship, in David's day, just as surely as in ours. Thank you for spending this time in Psalms 46-50. Until next time, keep treasuring the word.